One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hillbilly Horror Stories presents Eerie Encounters.
This is a story that was told to me by my dad. This happened to a friend of his. My dad's company opened overseas locations in either Haiti or Borneo, I can't remember which, and it offered nice incentives for employees willing to locate. My dad's friend, we'll call him Ted, who was single at the time, took the offer and he moved to one of these locations. Remember, the story was told by a fully grown man to a fully grown man, neither of whom has any history of mental illness or overactive imagination. So Ted moves. He gets acclimated to local culture and religion, which included some odd, at least in his eyes, voodoo and witchcraft type elements. He even starts dating the exotic local women. So he's dating this local woman, and because of his income, which is high for the region, he does quite well and is maybe a bit of a player. He schedules a date with a woman and forgets or changes his mind and ends up standing her up. He thinks nothing of it. The next week, he hears through the grapevine that she's pissed, and he's told that she's not someone you want to piss off. Local reputation has her as some type of a voodoo priestess or practitioner of the dark arts. Now, Ted doesn't buy into any of this BS, so he's not intimidated. He's got a short business trip that weekend. He stays in a hotel on Saturday night. In this hotel room, there's the normal ambient light from the alarm clock and other electronics. There's the noise you inevitably have in the city, cars, sirens, people, etc. Ted goes to sleep like usual. A couple of hours later, he wakes up and the room is cold and utterly dark, like his eyes are still shut. He can't hear the sounds of the city anymore. I will stress again that Ted was a grown man, and he told my dad the most terrifying aspect was the palpable feeling and sense of present evil in the room. He could feel something demonic in the room with him, but could see or hear nothing. It scared the living hell out of him. He hid under the covers like a child and started saying the Hail Mary from the Roman Catholic Mass. Partway through the first recital, the presence disappeared. Ted didn't sleep the rest of the night, and I'm not sure how much long after that that he ended up moving back to the United States. I also have an uncle who's a priest. He's not allowed to reveal the contents of the secret church files on the supernatural and demonic, but he stated that there is stuff that would make you crap yourself. The story was sent anonymously. I'm a lover of everything horror slash supernatural slash creepy. I spent a lot of my teens and childhood, quote unquote, ghost hunting with my friends in random graveyards or rundown neighborhoods, abandoned factories, you get it. That being said, we never really encountered anything other than psychosomatic ghosts that our overactive imaginations created. Despite loving horror, I didn't really believe that any type of real ghost actually existed. When I was 15, I traveled to Europe with my family. We stayed in Edel, Germany, in a little small inn for a few nights. My parents had a double bedroom up on the second floor, and my sisters had a double bedroom next to theirs, and I was lucky enough to have a single room all to myself at the far end of the hall. When we went to check into our rooms, as soon as I entered the hallway our rooms were in, I remember almost feeling as though I walked into a wall, we'll call it, of bad energy. I just felt so unnerved and uneasy in that hallway, but I passed it off as an overactive imagination. I slept the first night without any issues other than waking up a few times. The next morning at breakfast, one of my sisters mentioned feeling really uncomfortable in the hallway, almost as if the air was crushing. It unnerved me even more that I wasn't the only one who felt weirded out. Plus, she was an adult at the time, so it further cemented in my head that the wing of the hotel was definitely odd. Later that night, I'm sleeping peacefully, when about 2 a.m., I'm woken by something ripping the covers off of me and being jerked about 2 feet towards the end of the bed by my ankle. At first, I thought someone had broken into my room because when I turned towards whatever it was that grabbed me, a huge looming black shape was visible in the darkness, like a man was in my room. I frantically flipped the light on, only to have there be nothing there. The window was locked from the inside. There was no one in the closet or the bathroom, and my room was also still locked from the inside. I stayed up the rest of the night scared crapless, playing Cooking Mama on my DS. The next morning, we're at breakfast, and my sister mentions that she was up half the night because she thought she saw a person silhouetted against the wall of the room. But when she turned on the light, there was nobody there. It was just a bizarre and creepy experience. We checked out that day, so I didn't get to experience anything after that, but it still freaks me out to this day. The message was sent by Brandy. My grandparents used to have a really beautiful painting of my aunt hanging in their living room. And yes, she's still alive. Anyways, when I was about 5 or 6, I was sleeping in their living room one night when I heard it talking to me. It was her voice, and it really was talking to me just like she would have. It was weird because I was really calm and not scared, even talking back. But I knew that paintings don't talk. Eventually, she told me to wake up my grandpa and tell him that she wants to talk to him. I went and woke him up, and when he realized that I was talking about the painting, he got really pissed. He was yelling at me when he suddenly stopped and stared out the window. Then his eyes got wide and he told me to hide in the bedroom and tell my grandma to call the police. Then he grabbed a pistol that he had in his cabinet and he ran outside. While she was on the phone, we heard 2 shots. My grandfather came back in after a few minutes and told us that he had shot one of the guys trying to break into our house in the arm, but they all got away. It turns out that the prison for minors was about 20 miles away, and they had 3 escapees. They ran through the woods until they came to my grandpa's property, and they planned on looting whatever they could and even use us as hostages if necessary. That is until my aunt's painting woke us up and told me to wake my grandfather up. The story was sent by Tucker. I was in a motorcycle accident a few months back. I broke my spine and I needed surgery to fuse several vertebrae. As they brought me into the surgery, I noticed two men standing in the corner of the operating room, looking not at all surgically clean and entirely out of place. Looking back at it, I later recognized them to be my two late grandfathers, one of whom died in the hospital, the other died during the surgery. The reason I know that it was my grandfathers is because my parents told me a story about how they were in the hospital's food court during my 11-hour surgery. My dad heard his father telling him that everything was going to turn out all right. He told my mom. She wasn't at all surprised because she had heard her father telling her that I was going to be fine, even though this was late and they were the only ones in the dead silent cafeteria. I never told anybody this story before, let alone to the entire world. That story is from Jackson.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
I lived in a house with a basement, and every time I walked up the stairs, I would get this weird, creepy goosebumps feeling on the back of my neck. It didn't make me uneasy to go down the stairs or to the basement, only coming back up the stairs. My craft room was down there, and I spent a lot of time there. After a while, I would have items that I was using disappear when I would look away from them. I would search and search, and one day I got frustrated, and to no one in particular, I said, "Damn, can I please have my scissors back?" I had just looked under the pile of new mail. When I turned my head, there was my scissors on top of the pile of mail. I talked to my neighbor, and she told me that the original owner of the house was a jolly old man who loved to prank people, and that he had fell coming up the stairs one day and died. I think the goosebumps were him telling me just to be careful. And every time after that, when something would disappear, I would politely ask for it back and it would appear in the place that I could not have missed it before. Thanks, old man. It was a lot of fun. I also have another story. My dad, which was actually the dad of a really good friend of mine who took me in as a teen, died of leukemia. When he was alive, he would keep all of these things in boxes in his room, but would rummage through them constantly. His daughter and I were living together at the time and kept his things in her room. When she moved out, I kept all of these boxes a bit for her. Every day I would close those boxes, and every day after work they would be open. He couldn't help but rummage through them. He was an amazing man who couldn't not take care of his ladies. So I think he was not the kind to move on after he died. I still see his figure out of the corner of my eye, and I know that he's watching out for me. A story was sent by Scarlett. All through college and a little while after, I worked as a nurse's aide in a nursing home. I spent most of this time in the Alzheimer's unit, hospice, and the general facility for those who were unable to care for themselves. My very first aide job, I worked at a particularly unsettling location in Sioux Center, Iowa. It was an old hospital that was converted to a care facility. Think of a school built in the 1950s. A lot of granite, brick, and sturdy ceramic. Just beautiful. I've read that it was since been torn down and replaced with a new facility. So one day, a lady resident is dying. She's getting near the end and is in and out of consciousness. Just past the foot of her bed is a sink and a counter that, along with her regular bathroom items, held a small glass of water. When this resident would come to, she'd point to the end of the bed and mumble comments of how the little girl was going to knock over that glass of water. That we had to tell her to quit playing around there because she was going to make a mess. Well, eventually, this resident slipped into unconsciousness. The nurse, an older woman herself, who had been in the role for decades and had seen it all, was sitting there with me. We were making small talk, waiting on the inevitable, when a glass of water slides off the counter. The nurse doesn't even seem to notice. I, on the other hand, a 19-year-old guy who was mildly freaked out, began to ask the nurse if she saw that too, and I was cut off by her saying, "Let's just focus on the patient, shall we?" I pulled myself together and tried to think about my job, but I was kind of losing it. That cup was inches away from the edge of the counter, and nobody was in the room with us. The resident eventually died, and we did our thing. Fast forward a few hours later. The way the hallways were set up, it looked like a very big T. At the top of the T, where the two halls formed a perpendicular meet, was the nurse's station. That's where I had to camp out most of the evening. Everyone was in bed, and I had to kill time between rounds. The nurse was on another floor doing something, and I was all alone. If you looked to the ceiling at the point where the two halls meet, you could see a circular mirror. It was so you could see down all the halls at once from the desk. Eventually, my peripheral picked up movement, and I looked up to the mirror. Right there, in the middle of the hall, about 15 yards behind me, was the little girl. She looked about 6, with a little sundress and long brown hair. She was doing this slow, random dance that little girls sometimes do, without seeming to have a care in the world. I completely lost it. I stood up, I walked around the entrance to the nurse's station while holding my hand up on the right side of my head so that I couldn't see down the hall. I bolted for the stairs. I found the nurse, I told her what I saw. She laughed and admitted that over the years, a lot of residents had seen the little girl and that I had nothing to worry about. It took me a couple of hours to calm down, and for the next couple of years, I continued to work there. I never did see the little girl again. I did see other things, but those are stories for different days. A story was sent from Wayne in Iowa. You have been listening to Hillbilly Horror Stories Presents Eerie Encounters. If you have an eerie encounter that you would like read on the show, please send it to hillbillyhorrorstories@gmail.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cashback and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cashback sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps, ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today for 10% off your first month.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.